Chapter 16. The Evidence. Alison and Anthony were worried. The robber's mother and grandmother couldn't tell them anything, and the police were sure that they had the two criminals, Richard and the second man. Finally, Richard's trial started. Richard's family and friends were very nervous, but not as nervous as Richard. He couldn't believe what was happening to him. On the first day of the trial, the prosecution lawyer presented his evidence. He talked about Richard going to the police station and about his job interview. He presented the piece of paper from Richard's pocket with the name and address of Apple Number 9. He said all the evidence pointed to a well-planned crime with a good, but not perfect, alibi. The second man also gave evidence and said that Richard was his accomplice. Then the prosecution lawyer presented the man who gave Richard the job interview. "Richard seemed distracted and nervous at the interview," said the man. "We have to ask the question, was Richard nervous because of the robbery?" added the prosecution lawyer. By the end of the first day of the trial, even Richard was starting to believe he was guilty. On the second day of the trial, it was Richard's lawyer's turn to try to show that Richard was innocent. Alison was nervous. It was her turn to give evidence. She spoke about her breakfast with Richard. The prosecution lawyer spoke again. "You're Richard's girlfriend. You'll say anything to protect him."
"But what I'm saying is true," Alison cried.
"Liar! Your boyfriend shot my husband!"
A woman in the public area stood up and shouted at Alison. She was obviously the wife of the jewelry shop owner. Alison felt frightened. She looked at the faces of the people. They were looking at her as if she were a criminal too. She looked at Richard and saw that he had tears in his eyes. "Poor Richard," she thought. The next day, it was Anthony's turn to give evidence. He remembered something that he knew could help Richard: the broken lock from Richard's motorbike that he saw in the street outside the bank. He didn't know what to do. If he told the court about the lock, he would have to tell them about his idea to steal Richard's bike. He imagined the question.
"What were you doing outside the bank at 4 o'clock in the morning?"
What could he say? Then he had an idea. He would say that he couldn't sleep and that he loved motorbikes and that he was thinking of buying one similar to Richard's. So he went to have a look at it. It wasn't very realistic, but then neither was the truth. Anthony told his story. The prosecution lawyer asked the question that Anthony expected, but then he asked another one.
"Where is the broken lock?" asked the prosecution lawyer.
"I haven't got it. I left it outside the bank," Anthony replied.
As he listened to his own words, he didn't even believe them himself.